Linked by emotional, religious and political ties to Al-Quds, tens of thousands of Muslims made their way to the holy city on the last Friday of Ramadan. For many, it was an eventful day. Israel's tight security procedures around Al-Quds and inside it prohibited dozens of Palestinians from entering it. At the Qalandia checkpoint, the main entrance to Al-Quds from the West Bank, many Palestinians were stranded behind the wall and refused entry into Al-Quds by the armored occupation forces. Israel only allowed the entrance of women over 45 and men over 50.
I came from Nablus and I have been standing here for many hours. I'm 45 years old, but I was denied entry to Al-Quds. I tried other ways, but they didn't work.
I came here at 5 o'clock in the morning. I know they wouldn't let me pass, but I've never been in the Al-Aqsa Mosque. I've visited Al-Quds. This is a dream for me.
Today marks the Al-Quds International Day. Palestinians demanded the freedom of Al-Quds and its protection from the Israeli threats.
The Israeli actions against us have increased dramatically compared to the past 60 years of occupation. We hope the Arab and Islamic world understand our sufferings.
The International Day of Al-Quds coincides with the latest Israeli decision to open up a new religious school only 50 meters away from the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And it comes at a time when the Israeli excavations underneath the Al-Aqsa Mosque are intensifying and threatening the foundations of the mosque.
The Israeli occupiers are building settlements and annexing the old city gradually. Israel is trying to uproot the Palestinians from the city, and its goals are obvious.
Many people will spend the last few days of Ramadan in the Al-Aqsa Mosque to worship God and to show they are ready to defend the mosque against any danger. The future of Palestinians and the Al-Aqsa Mosque is endangered by Israel's claims and dreams. The Al-Quds Day is seen by Palestinians as a big opportunity to show their anger over Israel's siege against Gazans, the illegal settlement expansions, and above all, the Israeli efforts to ruin the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Shirin Yassin, Press TV, Al-Quds.